All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are resuming today in the fourth parak, page Mem Dalid. Yashnam harbe anoshim shalibam shalim im Hashem. V'tamid mishtoki kim lavus. Remember again, we're still speaking on the midah of hisrapus, right? The midah of lethargy, which is not the midah, but the challenge of lethargy. So it says there are some people whose hearts are shalim im Hashem, meaning they're completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tabin mishtokakim la'avdo, and are always yearning to serve Him. V'sharshim edabrim imayim, domim sheshkuim hei mikaf regal va'ad rosh ba'avoda. And when you speak with them, it feels, you can clearly see that they're inspired, you can clearly see that they're fully immersed in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'be'emes rak ratzon lahem, ובעצם הם נמוכים וקטנים. כי תמיד כאשר רק ישתוקקו ויקבלו עליהם לעבוד, היצר הרע מזמין להם מניעוס, והם נספסים ונידוחים מיד. So it says in the Chaber something amazing. So what happens? These same individuals who clearly express a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a desire to want to grow, a yearning and a need ultimately for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet ultimately, again, when they take upon themselves to do something, so we'll say the way it works in life is anytime you take upon yourself to do something, that's when the challenges ultimately are pulled out. That's when the Yitzhahara goes ahead and emerges and tries to go ahead and derail me from engaging in my life activity. And the problem is, some people are easily derailed. Some people are just easily derailed. That at the end of the day, when the Yitzhahara is mazmul ha-minios, he mispasim v'nitcha mehem. That when the Yitzhahara pulls out these things, which ultimately are intended to derail me, some people fall prey immediately, v'nidachim miyad, and are derailed immediately. Aval ba'im hayu chazokim. Now we'll say, now what the Mechaber says, part of the challenge in this is that they're not strong enough. And I was about to say, anytime you want to accomplish something great in life, there are always going to be challenges, and there are always going to be minios, and there are always going to be obstacles. And part of life is having the resolve and the commitment to overcome those challenges and those obstacles. When I am derailed by those challenges and obstacles, that is usually indicative that I am not being strong enough. I'm not exercising the requisite strength. If I was strong enough, zariz enough, diligent enough, I would not be derailed from every single obstacle, big and small. He goes on and he says, hayu mischaskim al kol v'alu, aval kevan she'esrapos bekirbam, od mialdusam, misrashlim heim mileheschazek, umileheskaber al kol minia. So we'll say, so something amazing happens, Rabbi says the Mechaber, which is that when a person suffers from the midah of hisrapus, from the unfortunate midah, ultimately again, of lethargy, so we'll say one of the ways in which lethargy manifests itself ultimately is what? Is an inability to withstand challenge. An inability to go ahead and overcome basic life hurdles. So again, because you understand, what lethargy really represents is a sense of committed strength. A lack of, we'll call it spiritual endurance. So when a person suffers from lethargy, so let's take a step back. What the Mechaber tells us is something very important, which is, whenever you undertake something in life, be prepared for the hurdles. It's just the way it works. There's no such thing as a life initiative that is meaningful, that is not accompanied by its own hurdles. So the shaila, of course, is, what do I do about the hurdles? So if a person is strong, person has inner strength, they overcome the hurdles. Okay, maybe not all of them at once. Maybe I stumble over a couple of the hurdles and then get back up. But when I have strength, I count the hurdles. When a person is lethargic, when a person suffers from hisrapus, when a person suffers from life lethargy, so what happens? I'm all gung-ho to accomplish until I get to the first hurdle. Once I get to the first hurdle, I say, you know what? This is really a lot of effort. This is really very hard. I'm really very tired. It's really a bit too much for me to handle this. And ultimately, again, Misrashlim. Misrashlim heimelis, chazeikum elis, gabral kolmeniya. Ultimately, again, I'm too tired. And I simply give up. V'gam ata lo tismach al ratzon hatov asher b'cha bilvad. Ki im lo sa'aker usirashish mimcha es histrafuscha. V'im lo sita b'cha zrizos v'charitzos. Yimancha Yitzrucha Chasa Shalom Tishakra. We'll say page Mem Dalet. We're now finishing the first full paragraph. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, therefore, again, understand that if you want to accomplish things in life, having good ratzon, having resolve, and having a strong will is fantastic. It's exceptionally important and incredibly wonderful. But here's the problem. Unless I'm ready and willing to uproot, to actively uproot, the hisrapus, the lethargy which exists inside of me, it's going to be very difficult to get real traction. Because it will say, when you suffer from lethargy, lethargy is the thing which holds you back in life. Lethargy is the thing where even if you have wonderful ratzon, my will is pure, my will is good. What I want to accomplish, I have absolute commitment. But I will say the problem is that with every accomplishment comes the hurdles. And when a person suffers from that lethargy, as soon as I encounter those hurdles, too much effort, I'm too tired, roll back over, and again a person loses out on a life of accomplishment. Hayim divarinu asher dibarnu elecha ad ko. Eich kol am Yisrael, af kodosh Yisrael mamtin alecha. So the Rebbe now gives like a little bit of a beautiful inspirational talk. He says, you know, so up until now, we've been speaking about, again, the midah of, or I should say not the midah, but the challenge of atzlos, the challenge of laziness, which we spoke about. But now also we're speaking about the greater challenge. The greater challenge is the challenge of lethargy, right? The challenge of being a lethargic individual. So the Mechaber says, just understand, there is a need to overcome this. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is waiting for you. Af Kedosh Yisrael Mamtir Alecha. Right? The Kedushas of Klal Yisrael is waiting for you. Ubiyad Chalihios Yisrael. And you have the ability and the opportunity to be an incredible member of Klal Yisrael. Lekadesh Yisam Yisrael. To sanctify Klal Yisrael. Ulahashkin Es Adon Olam Ba'olamo Asher Bara. Od Einam Maspikim Lecha Laores Nafshecha. Shalotia Atzel Umisrape. Rak zoriz v'choritz. Im kein hu, shma na mashal umaliza. So we'll say, so what the Rebbe says is as follows, and actually quite amazing. So we'll say, if you look at this, there are actually a number of different levels here. Level number one is the avoidance of laziness. Okay, so laziness we spoke about in great detail. Right? The second ish Rebbe say is, ultimately again, the avoidance of the midah of hisrapus, the avoidance of lethargy. But even in the avoidance, or I should say, first we've identified what lethargy is, and now we've discussed ultimately again how detrimental it is. But also, but there's another piece to it. The other piece to it is that I have to actively root out lethargy. I have to actively root it out. And then the last step is to replace the hisrapos, to replace the lethargy, with a sense of zrizos and charitzos. See, you hear all of these different levels. Identify the lethargy, root out the lethargy, I should say, uproot the lethargy, and then ultimately, again, replace it with a sense of zrizos and charitzos. So I'll say, so the incredible idea over here is, number one, it's not just enough to take away the negative midah. We spoke about this already a couple of times. I have to actively uproot it, like the weed that is growing in my garden. If I just pull out the top, it's going to grow back. I have to figure out what are the roots of that lethargy. And I will say, we discussed, what are the roots? What are the roots of the lethargy? We discussed this yesterday. The roots of the lethargy is, I'm just not excited about my Yiddishkeit. I'm just not excited about my Avodas Hashem. I'm not excited about davening. I'm not excited about learning. I'm going to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to do all of it. I'm just not excited about it. So we'll say, so the problem is, that's the root of the hisrapos. Therefore, we'll say, the only way to go ahead and get rid of hisrapos is somehow to become excited about our Avodas Hashem. That's ultimately, again, the uprooting of the lethargy. And then ultimately, again, to replace it with a sense of zrizus, to replace it with a sense of alacrity, a sense of urgency, a sense of zeal, and a sense of excitement. So we have to stop over here. We're going to pick up in Meretz Hashem next week with an incredible, incredible mashal. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.